The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 13th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
At that very hour, some Pharisees came and said to Jesus, "Get away from here, for Herod wants to kill you." He said to them, "Go and tell that fox for me. Listen, I am casting out demons and performing cures today and tomorrow, and on the third day I finish my work. Yet today, tomorrow, and the next day I must be on my way, because it is impossible for a prophet to be killed outside of Jerusalem. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the city that kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to it. How often have I desired to gather your children together as a hen gathers her brood under her wings, and you were not willing. See, your house is left to you, and I tell you, you will not see me until the time comes when you say, 'Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord.'" This is the gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Please be seated. We have taken quite a leap since last week's gospel. We have moved from the very beginning of Jesus' ministry to his last trip to Jerusalem. And we will jump around for a few weeks during Lent with different stories of Jesus' journey into Jerusalem until we get to Palm Sunday, which is also Passion Sunday. And that is when we will read the entire story of Jesus' arrest, torture, and crucifixion as recorded by Luke. But for today, as we continue to journey with Jesus toward Jerusalem, Luke shares with us the lament of Jesus, whose main intent is to love and protect in the way a mother hen loves and protects her young chicks. Yet he knows what lies ahead. Of all the imagery that could be used to describe himself as a protector, he chooses the mother hen, one who puts her own body between her chicks and whatever predator is seeking to harm them. We are given an image of the sacrifice that Jesus will be making on our behalf. I have shared with some of you that when Philip was a toddler, he was quite daring. In fact, we nicknamed him Houdini because he found many ways to escape places of safety on a regular basis. And just so you know, I did ask for permission to share this story before I began my sermon. One particular afternoon, when the twins were, about two, my husband took both boys up into the playground that was behind the church where he was serving, because the neighbors behind were putting in a pool. And he thought the boys would appreciate seeing the big diggers digging this swimming pool. And it was a fenced-in play yard up a little hill behind the church. And it was, sometime during the week, probably, mid to late afternoon, getting toward evening. And I was standing in the doorway there just visiting with the church secretary who was finishing up bulletins or something for the day. And I look, and all of a sudden I see Auntie, my husband, running down the hill, Andrew, like a rugby ball, and Philip nowhere in sight. And I thought to myself, done it again. Houdini has escaped. Now, an important part of this story is that the church and the parsonage were situated on a traffic circle. And this traffic circle during certain times of the day was quite busy, especially with teenage drivers, and especially with people who did not tend to follow the speed limit. So, of course, immediately, I panicked in the same way Anthony was panicked, and I ran. And as I get toward the sidewalk, I see a man, he's got Philip in his arms, he had driven into the traffic circle, had parked his car to block people from getting into as many streets as, from as many ways as possible, and had jumped out of his car and had gathered up my little chick in his own arms and was carrying him to safety. He physically put himself between my son and the possible traffic that could harm him. And as much as we did to keep Philip protected, to keep him safe, Philip's internal drive for freedom and adventure drove him out of that safety, and sometimes into possible harm. And Jesus is lamenting that his desire to protect and care for Jerusalem has been surpassed by their drive for something else. Freedom, or earthly power and position, or control. And this keeps them running out from underneath the protective wings of Jesus. And I do want to point out that while Jesus names Jerusalem is symbolic of much more. Symbolic of all of us. It's not just the city. It's not just the Jews. It is all of us. And this desire to be protective harkens back to the psalm that we read today. For the day of trouble, God will give me shelter. Hide me in the hidden places of sanctuary. Those places of sanctuary are the sheltering wings of the mother hen. We will have fear in this life. We will have sadness. There will be chaos and war and loss. And the psalmist is sharing those universal truths. In those times, we can call on the Lord, knowing that in the end, the love of God conquers all, including death. And as I wrote this, I recognize it is very easy for me to say these words. My home is not being bombed. My family is safe and healthy. The closest thing I have to enemies are students who give me bad teaching reviews. That is not the case for so many in this world. How can we read the words of Psalm 27 and not ask, why are some people seemingly saved from their enemies or kept safe from tragic illnesses while others are not? And human inclination is to believe that bad or difficult things happen to bad or difficult people, like that popular notion of karma, which is different than the Buddhist notion of karma and understanding of it. Believing that evil happens to those that deserve evil makes life a little easier, because if we are just good, then bad things won't happen to us. And as naive as we may want to be about that, we all know that the world does not work that way. And it is at these times that we must remember that it is not God's will that we be sad or afraid or find ourselves in a war or a natural disaster, but that we live in a world where people have free will and they can do bad things, and that we are also subject to the laws of nature. And in this, then, we can find that God is a traveler with us through tragedy and fear. God is not the cause. We can remember that God knows pain. Jesus was both God and human. Losing a loved one was felt intimately by God. Remember when Jesus wept for his friend Lazarus? God knows betrayal. In today's gospel, we hear the pain of betrayal as Jesus laments. Remember Judas? And how about Peter's denial after the crucifixion? In Jesus, God knows what it is like to have to face death and to fight that human instinct to stay alive. In the garden, Jesus asks that the cup be taken from him, if it be God's will. In the end, faith is trusting in a promise that we cannot fully know until we have left this earthly life. Faith is not always light and sunshine and easy answers, but faith will always connect us to the everlasting love of God. We saw this trustworthiness in Jesus, who did not make compromises with evil in the desert last week by taking the easy way out and changing a stone to bread, or taking up the tempter's offer of political power. We see it again this week in that Jesus will not let the threat of Herod keep him from his journey to Jerusalem, the sacred journey that God has given him. In chapter 9 of Luke, Jesus set his faith to Jerusalem, and nothing is going to stop him from getting there. Furthermore, Jesus is not stopping his ministry of healing and sharing the love of God as he continues to move toward Jerusalem, a journey that is happening on God's terms, not Herod's or the Pharisees. We know what will happen when Jesus gets to Jerusalem. It is during Lent that we are asked to keep that sacrifice especially in mind as we look at our faith and our relationship with God. As we spend these weeks preparing to celebrate the resurrection, we remember that this celebration doesn't happen without tremendous sacrifice. In these weeks of Lent, we see that the promises of God are so important that God does not even spare Jesus, so that those promises might be fulfilled. And that is what we are asked to meditate on as we contemplate our relationship with God during these weeks of Lent. May you meditate and contemplate, and may that bring you to the celebration that we will share